Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Right, it is the unusually end of the week, beginning of the week. It's under the beginning or the end of the week.
Technically, it's the beginning of the week, but it feels like the end of the week. It's the weekend. It's part of the weekend.
Weekend, right?
End of the week.
End of the week.
It's always in the front in the calendar, though.
The end of the week. Right. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Who invented that crazy thing?
I have seen calendars that go like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like MT and then SS at the end or whatever.
Just looks
it
weird.
It happens.
No.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here, if you would like to join us tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 04162023. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
That's right, it's that time of month. Steve Classic is here.
Woohoo!
You're like the male version of Aunt Flo.
I'm just waiting for Jerome to call in.
Come on, Jerome, get on the hotline.
It's as if you've summoned him. We have a lot to talk about, of course. Yesterday, we spent a great deal of time, both Free Talk Live and Beard Talk Live, the after show, uncensored, talking about these AI things and how fast this technology is growing. We probably won't talk so much about that, but if you're interested in that, please go over to freetalklive.com, find the archives, and check that out, because it's some interesting stuff. That tech is moving faster than any tech I've ever seen before. People are using it and employing it in their daily lives, and it is affecting humanity probably faster than any tech I've ever seen sort of come out of nowhere.
It's a good thing to see that coming and get off the grid. Just stay away from it.
I guess
if you can, but not.
I look at it like anything else. You know, it's a tool. Right, like a hammer is a tool. Yeah. I can use a hammer to build a house, or I can use a hammer to bash somebody's skull in.
Yeah,
you know, it depends on the intent behind the person using the tool.
Right,
right. So if the tool, you know, if it's going to help your life, make your business easier, make your job easier.
I have not used any ChatGPT, and it's almost like, you know, you give your grandmother a cell phone and they dial the number and they're waiting. Well, you got to hit the send button. Like, oh, I can't figure that out. It's too difficult. So ChatGPT to me is just too difficult at this point in my life.
Yeah,
to try to figure that out.
Yeah, I could see how that might play out like that.
But then again, it might help me.
How so?
I don't know. Let me ask it. Let's dial it up, see what happens.
Well, that is one way that you can do that. I'm just checking on a couple of things here before we get started, so I apologize for any delay, inferred or otherwise. Our number two story tonight is... It's pretty good, but we'll get to that in a little bit. We want to first talk about, this headline kind of sounds metal, but it kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
And there's so many puns that could be inserted here. I think we'll have a good time with this one.
You can make up words.
This is from thefreethoughtproject.com. California officials unleash deputies on 9-year-old girl to seize her pet goat and slaughter it.
Yep.
You're kidding.
Let me read that again. California officials, just in case it got your goat.
I hate the word officials. You know that.
Officially?
I officially hate the word officials. Like, what are they official at?
They're unofficial.
They're officials.
Why are they official? Why aren't they several officials?
That's a good question.
I don't know. How many officials are in a gaggle?
Three.
At least, that's what I was going to say. Like, at least
four?
Three.
That's the same number of licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop. Five? Three.
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 One, two, a three.
A three.
One, a two, a three.
Three. Cool whip. California officials unleash deputies on 9-year-old girl to seize her pet goat and slaughter it. So the follow-up quote here, it's a quote from somebody, probably the girl's parents. It's a little girl's goat, not Pablo Escobar.
Oh, my gosh.
This from Shasta County, California. In a chilling abuse of power, Shasta County Fair officials and the county itself waged a war on a little girl who just couldn't bear the thought of her beloved goat, Cedar, being slaughtered. Jessica Long's 9-year-old daughter had spent 3 months bonding with the animal, only to face the harsh reality of Cedar being sold and killed at the Shasta District Fair. Long purchased the goat to enter into the fair and was obligated under contract to sell it at auction for slaughter. After her daughter bonded with the animal, however, Long appealed to officials in hopes they would see her point of view. My daughter sobbed in her pen with the goat, Long wrote to Shasta County Fair's manager on June 27th of 2022. The barn was mostly empty, and at the last minute, I decided to break the rules and take the goat that night and deal with the consequences later. Sounds like a kidnapping.
Good one, Captain.
Yeah, thanks. Little did she know that her actions would lead to armed officials arriving over 500 miles across Northern California.
What?
500 miles.
Armed with a search warrant on a mission to seize and kill a child's pet goat.
I mean, is it really that big of a deal that she keeps the goat? Yeah, I think something can be arranged.
And what was the cost to get that whole operation done?
They spent
a
far
lot more than the goat cost.
Yeah, there's far more than a pet goat on just you know, attempting to retrieve and slaughter said goat. Long attempted to resolve the issue, offering to pay back the fair and any other expenses caused by her actions. She pleaded with the fair to make an exception and even offered to pay you back for the goat and any other expenses, but instead of considering the emotional turmoil her daughter had experienced, Shasta District Fair officials unleashed a vengeance on this family.
Wow.
In a shocking waste of police resources, violating their Fourth and Fourteenth Amendment rights. How might that be, you ask? Well, let's find out.
Wait, the police violating someone's rights?
Yeah. Oh, a shocking waste of police resources. I mean, all police resources are a shocking waste.
It's a shocking waste.
Right. It's a shocking.
Some are more shocking than others.
The fairground's obsession with making an example out of Long and her daughter was evident in their refusal to negotiate. Melanie Silva, Shasta District Fair Chief Executive, wrote back to Long saying, "Making an exception for you will only teach our youth that they do not have to abide by the rules." Yeah, unless, of course, you don a uniform and, you know, gain those special rights that you know, the rest of us have.
No, those are the rules enforcement officers. They'd never break the rules.
Yeah, they'd never abuse their qualified immunity either.
They're coming for your kid next.
Yeah. Is this story kid-friendly? It seems that the fairgrounds are more concerned with the negative experience brought to them by social media coverage than the well-being of a young girl who had already faced immense heartbreak. This heartless pursuit of a child's pet goat is beyond belief. It's shocking, said Ryan Gordon, an attorney with Advancing Law for Animals, according to the LA Times. It's a little girl's goat, not Pablo Escobar. Now, I mean, I'm a metal guy, and there's a lot of, like, imagery surrounding the heavy metal, you know, genre.
Goat sacrifice.
Pentagrams and goat's heads and, you know, all that kind of a thing. So, you know, this isn't really unfamiliar territory to be talking about a goat for me. But
it belongs to a kid. The kid belongs to a kid.
Well, it's a kid's pet. I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
While the fair officials were adamant about holding a child to an agreement with that Cedar would be slaughtered, California law allows minors to withdraw from contracts within a reasonable amount of time. I was not aware of this.
I mean, that makes sense, though. You know, and I don't know, she's 9 years old. You're going to hold a 9-year old to a contract?
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Barely old enough to, like, feed herself or whatever, right?
She probably can't even sign her name. She doesn't even know how to use cursive.
Can she even spell goat?
Well, at 9.
Probably, hopefully. It is California, though, so maybe not.
She spells it G-O-T.
With an E.
G-O-T-E. Right? Goat. A child can't be held to the same standard as an adult can, Gordon said. When she wanted out, she had an absolute right. Instead of respecting Long's attempts to resolve the situation, officials used the warrant to circumvent the civil process and killed Cedar anyway.
The process.
I love it.
Effectively silencing Long and her daughter's fight for the goat's life.
And I feel like at any point the cops could have been like, late or whatever, whoever the fair people are, they could have been like, you're crazy, this is ridiculous, we're not doing this.
Right.
There was always that option.
Right. Supposedly, I say this because it seems like they rarely use it, supposedly, law enforcement has this thing called discretion that they're supposed to be able to use, you know, if they feel like it fits. If they feel like, hey, you know what, we're doing something wrong here, we should just let this one go.
But instead they were like, no, we're going to teach this girl a lesson.
I wonder, do they have body cam footage of this?
Oh,
my God.
Like, did they bust into the barn, bust the barn door down, tear the whole place apart?
Goat cam.
Goat cam, yeah. Tear the goat away from the little kid. You know that's what they're up to.
Yeah, I mean, from their perspective, having that footage would probably be a bad idea.
Oh,
I'm here all night. Now, Long has filed a federal lawsuit against the Shasta District Fair officials and the county, demanding accountability for their unlawful actions and personal vendetta against a little girl who simply loved her goat. Vanessa Saqib, an attorney for Advancing Law for Animals who represents Long, stated, county officials were clear that they wanted to teach this little girl a lesson. Like, it's not their job. It's not your job to teach a little girl. It's not your job to waste a whole bunch of money in pursuit of a pet.
And above that, I mean, this is just going to scar her for life.
Right.
You know, she's going to be 40 years old. Like, hey, mom, you remember that one time the cops seized my goat and murdered it?
Yeah, the cops stole
she's
and
never
killed
gonna forget
my goat.
This.
Right.
I mean, that's very dramatic and traumatizing.
On one hand, I've been searching for what's the difference between somebody who comes to the philosophies of freedom and those who don't. And there doesn't seem to be, like, a lot of rhyme or reason to why some people come to the philosophies of freedom and others don't. And the one thing that I found that might have some impact across freedom-minded individuals, libertarians, anarchists, individualists, whatever you want to call these people, is they at some point have been wronged by the state, by government, right? Somebody somewhere along the lines, you know, did something to them using the violence of the state, and that either pushed them over the edge or is sort of the root cause of how they got to become, you know, freedom-minded, because they were able to take a hard look at not only their situation that they were in, but as they explore that situation and learn more about how the state operates and how many more people have been through what they're going through and how horrible the organization known as the state is when it comes to treating humans, that they go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I was so blind.
Yeah.
Right?
So you get a little taste of the boot.
So the only potential positive is that perhaps this traumatic experience will lead this girl to, you know, learn and know the truth about the state. The last paragraph here says, in an era where compassion and understanding should be paramount, it's not with the state.
Yeah, but a contract. She signed a contract.
With the state, understanding and compassion never enter the equation.
Yeah.
They don't care. They don't care. They have discretion. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The merciless pursuit of a child's beloved pet serves as a stark reminder that many of those who seek out political power are far more concerned with prioritizing vengeance over empathy. Troubling indeed.
That is absolutely true. That is a great way to classify police.
It is.
They are more concerned with vengeance than empathy.
I had the unpleasure, I don't know what the right word is.
That's a good word.
Of seeing somebody get pulled over in a car whose muffler, you know, questionably was louder than other mufflers. But, you know, it's one of these like low riding, cars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We had like the spoiler on the back, but it was
probably straight piped or something.
Yeah, it was like a Honda or something, right? And so they have the guy get out, and this is like sort of in front of my house. They have the guy get out, and it's just one cop, and then all of a sudden here come two more in another car, right? They're both unmarked cars. And like, we're all familiar with sort of the field sobriety tests, right? You know, like, can you touch your nose and can you recite the alphabet?
Yeah, balance
backwards,
on one
you know,
foot, like, do a backflip off your
this
car.
Guy, do a backflip. No, they literally had this guy doing things that
they do that sometimes.
There's nothing in the procedures that says this is what you
and,
need
and
to
what
do.
And what is he going to do about it?
They were
know?
Just bullying
yeah,
this
no.
guy. Bullying him hard, right? This was like playground bully stuff, man.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you effers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like I just, it got my goat, no pun intended.
Yeah. We're going to break out the balance beam, see if you can do a cartwheel on the balance beam. And if you fail that test.
Can you do the, what is it, the round off on the dismount?
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do the cha-cha slide.
Right. Can you climb these silks right here for us? We want to make sure that you're completely sober. They did end up letting the guy go, but they wasted like a good 30, 40 minutes of his
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes what they do is if they know they really can't stick anything on somebody, they're just annoyed that they can't.
Right.
So then they'll just be a royal pain in the behind.
Yeah, this was like,
you know?
This was like, have you ever seen like cats go after one of these red laser pointers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And have you ever seen that happen with multiple cats? Right?
No.
Okay. Well, it was kind of like that. Like, they were all cats. Like, they were all cats, and this guy was like the laser pointer.
Yeah.
They're all just taking turns, going after him, making him, you know, can you do 5 jumping jacks? Can you stand and close your eyes and point your nose to the sky? And I want you to breathe exactly 11 times in and out. We'll count them for you. And he's like, 1, 2.
Wait, really?
3. Yeah. They're like, all
what?
This crazy stuff, man. They're making him
that
do this.
Did you,
yeah.
did you go over and observe it close up?
I mean, I was standing on my front porch while they were doing
right across the street.
They were just right there, man, and like I watched the whole thing.
That's weird.
I'm like, this is. I got cameras on my house, so like it occurred to me to like bust out a camera and be like, hey, I'm filming you bastards. But
what's your name?
You know,
right here.
I also don't want to be the target of tyrants,
right?
And
micro as they are, but you know,
got a permit.
Here's my ID. Steve's got this great. It's a thing. It just says ID.
Oh, I love that.
Here's my ID. Yeah,
there you go.
That's pretty good. So, yeah, I don't know that I've ever had... no, that's not true. One day, for some reason, the cops came to the door. I was a kid. Right? They came to the door asking if my parents were home. Like, let me put the dogs away. And because we had dogs, too. A couple of German Shepherd male mixes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super gentle and kind, but, like, you know, they don't like intruders. And so I'm like, let me put the dogs away. And so I grabbed one, because you got to put them away one at a time. And then the father figure of the household goes to the door, and the other dog's right there with him. And he's like, yeah, can I help you? And the cop opens the screen door and sticks his hand inside. And the dog, of course, bites him.
Yeah, because why would you do that?
Because the cop is dumb.
He didn't shoot the dog, did he?
No, but they threatened to have the dog taken away and put down because he bit the cop.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
Right? Somehow the parental units beat that.
Okay.
Like the dog didn't get put down and lived a full, healthy, and, you know, otherwise, you know, fun life.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a concern for a long time. Like, that thing drug out, like, a year or something like that, maybe even more than that, before I was like, no, they're just going to drop it, you know?
Right.
The guy didn't even have to get stitches or anything. Like, he was wearing gloves, and so the dog bit, and it didn't even break. It broke the glove, but it didn't break its skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but still, the fact that they can, like, how do you violate another man's property when there's dogs and you've told them, hey, let me put the dogs away, right? And then how do you, you know, when somebody answers the door and they're standing right there with the dog, how do you open the door and stick your hand in?
Yeah.
And that's something that always really upsets me because a lot of the times dogs are just being protective. They're not being violent or vicious or malicious or anything.
Right.
They're just trying to either defend their property or their owners or whatever.
Right.
And it's always really sad to me when dogs get put down for that reason, when they truthfully didn't do anything wrong. It was either somebody didn't teach a child how to behave around dogs and they did something stupid, right, or something like that, where a cop does something stupid.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, these particular dogs were well-trained. I didn't train them myself, although I got to sit through and watch the training that happened. Some professional people were called in to do the training.
Yeah.
This particular dog we got from an ad in the newspaper back in the day.
Newspapers used to
have, like, class before Craigslist. Right? Newspapers used to be the ones who had ads.
Classifieds, huh?
And it was an actual German, whatever the German AKC is, right? There's a equivalent to the American Kennel Club.
GKC?
Oh, are you talking about something else?
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know what the acronym is, but his parents were that.
Oh.
And the father of this particular dog would chew on stones, like big rocks, cinder blocks.
It's crazy.
And like, they had a litter of puppies, and they were like, hey, you know, $50 for actual German, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so went and got one and saw the elderly, dad, if you will, dog in the yard chewing on a cinder block. Yeah. side of his mouth, chewing on the corner kind of a thing. I'm like, that's weird.
My cousin had a bulldog that used to do that. He would eat rocks in the yard.
Yeah.
And you would just catch him, like, stealing rocks from the garden. It's like, oh, he's doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah. So... it was an interesting dog, giant dog, too. Like, it would jump up and put one paw on each of my shoulders, when I came in the door, and it was taller than me. Right? I'm not the world's tallest dude, but that's big for a German Shepherd, right? Mm-hmm. That's, and he was wide, too. Not a thin Shepherd, not one of these, like, graceful, gallant,
sometimes they're, like, kind of lanky.
Yeah. So, at any rate... 603-283-6160, if you'd like to chime in on this goat story. It's just, they traveled 500 miles across into Northern California. I don't remember where they...
That's a few times.
Where's Shasta County, California? Do we know?
I have no
clue. Our producer would know.
I'm wondering...
Why don't you ask a producer?
Producer, where is Shasta County?
Why 500 miles? Do they not have local police that they could have just sent to the house?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why? I mean, I know California's a big state, and some of it is rather rural, but... I have a lot of questions about this that probably won't be answered.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It is a very sad story, but it illustrates again that the state is not your friend. The state does not have a heart. It doesn't have compassion. It would rather exact vengeance upon a 9-year-old girl and her pet than do the right thing as a human being. 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden is ordering the Defense Department to limit the distribution and access to sensitive information after the recent leak of classified documents. Meantime, a young airman in the Massachusetts Air National Guard is facing criminal charges in the leak of highly classified documents. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says his state is going to lead in regard to protecting reproductive health. The Democrats said that Maryland will have at least a 3-year stockpile of abortion drug mifepristone.
You know, this is the first time that we've actually seen a Supreme Court actively working to take rights away from people. Maryland is going to be a state where we are going to protect reproductive health and reproductive rights.
A three-year-old girl fell from the sixth floor of a Manhattan apartment building. The girl was on a bed that was pushed up against the window when she fell and landed in the grassy area. She's listed in critical but stable condition. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
To get the ad.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your solo,
come
man.
Come on.
It's your record. You screw it up if you want to. And isn't that what the audio engineers tell the artists all the time?
No, I usually say if you can't tune your guitar, I'm going to put chorus on it. And they usually get the guitar in tune.
They're like, don't wait, dude. I'll tune it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
No, I used to say that to people. They're like, you know what? I want to try this thing once. And I'm like, well, it's your record, man. If you want to screw it up, you go ahead.
Well, I've also said there's nothing wrong with making a great sounding record. And
oh, to push them in the other way?
We want it to sound kind of local. And like, no, you don't. But anyway, that's studio psychology.
Yeah. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Steve Classic.
Nikki Sunshine.
And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Nelson Aquino, who is a platinum-level amplifier. What does that mean?
Tell us, Captain.
That means that Nelson gives... platinum, I believe, is $25 per month.
No, that's a small price to pay.
To help get this particular radio program, Free Talk Live, onto more radio stations
than Rush Limbaugh's on.
We're currently on something like 170, 180. We could be on 200, 250, 300. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy listening to this program, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier. I believe it's the best use of your Liberty Dollar is to become an amplifier.
Absolutely.
You can find out all about this program over at amps.freetalklive.com. A-M-P-S. Amps. www.freetalklive.com. There's some little perks, some little giveaway kind of things that you get for the different levels of contributing and that kind of thing. But that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you enjoy the program, you enjoy the message of liberty, and you want to help us spread that. So thank you again, Nelson Aquino. We appreciate you. All right. I want to talk about this thing. This is from Vice. It's from a little while ago, maybe might be a week or two old at this point. But the headline reads, North Carolina seeks to ban participation trophies for children. Now, I'm old enough to remember before participation trophies were a thing.
I never got a participation trophy.
Really?
You either won or you lost.
Oh.
My son had a participation trophy a few years ago for track.
Yeah.
It was a green ribbon. Like, you win the blue, yellow, and what? He threw it away.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Threw it away. Like,
oh, look,
I'm proud of you.
You did it.
You didn't win.
Yeah. Right? Like,
you showed up.
It's like a nice reminder. It's a nice reminder that you didn't win.
Yeah. It's not even a participation trophy. To me, it's like, loser.
They should write that on them.
I should just, like, I'm pretty sure that has happened. I'm pretty sure that, like, somebody, like, won the gold and the silver and the bronze, and then everybody else got something that said, loser, like, maybe in my school. I don't know.
I wonder if they had an award for the person who comes in last. And how many people would slow down to try to be the person last?
Over, like, that's like the Mr. Irrelevant in like the draft or something, right? The NFL draft.
Mr. Irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
Mr. Like, he showed,
he's the last
guy. You're the 29th pick.
Yeah, he's the last guy. Of the, like, 7th round or whatever. Right.
But how many people would be falling behind to win that last place trophy? You came in last. I'm slowing down. I'm walking.
I'm going to fail so much harder than you. I'm getting that last place trophy.
No, I'm going to get it.
It's the anti-competition.
Right. I saw a great meme. It said, be defiant, drive the speed limit this week. That was good.
I mean, it's not really a speed limit. It's more like a suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can go as fast as I want.
Well, it's
you can.
Yeah. It's legal at a price.
My car sets the speed limit. Thank you very much.
Not your foot?
Well, not too.
I'm pretty sure your car isn't driving you around. I'm pretty sure you're driving it around.
No, yeah, I'm very much driving my car.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But I can only go as fast as that engine lets me.
Well, stay off the sidewalks, everybody. Nikki's behind the wheel. North Carolina seeks to ban participation trophies for children. Republican senators are standing up to a major threat to the nation.
Oh, my.
What? Who the hell wrote this crap?
Threat to the nation.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Somewhere. I don't know what I was trying to say, but I'm... Yeah, someone somewhere. That's exactly what I was trying to say. How is a 6-year-old getting a participation trophy a threat to the nation? You know what I mean? Like, this is a major threat to the nation.
Yeah.
A little dramatic there.
Not just a threat. A major threat.
More than the U.S. dollar.
What, like China? Is China a major threat? Is this on par with... Is this North Korea major? Is this...
Way worse than North Korea.
I don't understand. We'll get to that, but first let's go to an unscreened caller. What's your name, please? Hello, caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Going once. Unscreened caller, going twice. All right, well.
Guess not.
Yeah, if you can hear me, we can't hear you, so maybe try calling back. Hopefully we'll get a better connection. Thank you. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you want to join us tonight. So, 3 senators in North Carolina, as opposed to East or West Carolina, have introduced a bill into the local legislature that would ban participation trophies for children. Youth sports or other youth recreation activities operated under the authority of a local government shall not include awards for participants based solely on their participation in the sport or other activity, the proposed bill said. Now, I want to put a caveat in here, because while I'm older than participation trophies, I'm also not older than game shows.
No.
Television game shows, right?
Right.
Price is Right, Monty Joker's Hall. Wild, Jeopardy. Right? Jeopardy, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel.
Right?
Wheel.
Wheel. Pat Sajak?
Yeah.
Jack. He never says Jack, though. Right? But everybody tells him to because that's his name.
Like Seedorf.
At any rate, these game shows would have not a participation trophy, but they would have a consolation prize.
Oh, you get the Rice-A-Roni.
You get the home game. You get the Rice-A-Roni, right? You
the know. Spiegel catalog, 60609.
Right.
Chicago,
right. So,
Illinois, yeah.
Like, I'm not opposed to a consolation prize. Like, okay, you didn't win, but hey, here's something, right? Thanks for playing the game,
here's
right?
A, you know, kind of yeah. Bottled water.
Now, is that a participation trophy? Is a consolation prize synonymous with participation trophy? I don't know.
I guess so.
What would the people at the Shasta Fair say?
I don't think so, because if correct me if I'm wrong, at 603-283-6160, but I believe the participation trophy is just given to everybody across the board. There is no winner.
Oh, okay.
So
if you win, because I would think, like, if you win, you get a better trophy. Like, you got the first, second, and third trophies, and then the participation prize. Or whatever.
I'm under the impression.
It's just the same
that,
across the board.
Yeah, so let's say, you got 10 people, 10 kids in a class, and you all have them run, 40-yard dash, right? The kid who makes it first, the kid who makes it last, they all get the same damn trophy, right? The same ribbon, whatever it is, right? That's my understanding of how this works. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I'm human. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. But my understanding of how it works is that everybody gets the same thing. So it's different than a consolation prize. I used to host a poker game once a year around St. Pandy's Day back when I lived out west. And whoever won, right? It's Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. You win the whole thing.
Sort of tournament. So you go home with the pot. The only exception would be like if the game is going on way too late and there's only two people left, if they decide that they also are tired and want to go home, they can split the pot, mm-hmm. right? So then there's two.
It's like a Monopoly. If you want to join forces, you can join forces.
So, but that rarely happened. It only happened like once or twice, I think, in the however many years I hosted the game. But I would make sure to give everybody we called it a consolation prize, right? Something. It was usually something sort of commemorating the day or something loosely related to something that this particular group of people had said or done, like try to personalize it a little bit, something, right? Like the last one, we had some of these custom engraved whiskey glasses made.
Oh.
Right? And
well,
it was like the dates and the name of the poker game and, that kind of stuff. So, later on when you reach for a glass of whiskey, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember playing the game. I didn't win. I lost. Yeah. Those bastards took my money.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of a thing.
But still, I mean, playing the game. We play games for the fun of playing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's nice to win, but you're not going to win every single game.
Right.
So.
But it's almost like if you go to an award show and you get the goodie bag. Like, everyone gets the goodie bag.
Let's try this one more time. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. This is Robert in Charleston, South Carolina. I just wanted to say that in the old days, I remember in 1974 in Miami, Florida, that's where the headquarters of Burger King was at that time. And the guy who was the head of the company, I think he was CEO, he was a terrible golfer, and he came in last. So they gave him what they call the bogus award. They actually had a trophy made for him, which was the bogus award, because I knew the guy who made the trophy for him. And this has been going on for a long time. That's the first time I recognized it big time down there. And another guy, same situation. He couldn't save his life to play golf. He was a terrible golf player. His name was Foster Monaco, and he owned a company called Mastercraft Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all the knickers and all that stuff, and he looked like a professional golfer, but he couldn't hit the ball to save his life. Same situation.
The bogus award, is that what it's called?
The bogus award, exactly. That's what it was named. It was, and it was, they made big fanfare getting the bogus award as if that were a wonderful thing to have, the bogus award. I mean, how many people? Only one person gets the bogus award. You have to absolutely come in absolute last to get the bogus award, and if you don't come in absolute last, no bogus award. So the bogus award was a big thing.
That's funny.
What's the Darwin Awards? Right? That's the one I'm thinking of. We're like
bogus.
Well, the Darwin Award is like, it goes like, people give it to people who do like stupid things. Like, here's an example of a Darwin Award. A guy goes into a convenience store that has a help wanted sign. He's like, hey, can I fill out an application? And they're like, sure, here you go, have a pen. He sits there, he fills out the application. you know, fills out all the blanks, whatever, talks to the Mick manager or whatever is there. And they're like, yeah, you know, we'll give this to the main manager and then, you know, we'll call people for interviews. You know, thanks for coming in. Later that evening, an armed robbery ensues at this same exact convenience store. The person who was working was also there when this guy came in to fill out his application, and they're like, that was that guy.
He filled out all the information. That was that guy.
He filled out all the information using his real information. His actual name, his address, his actual social security number,
yeah.
Right? Like
Darwin Award.
Yeah, and so, like, yeah, way to go, dude. You came in looking for a job. You filled out the application using your real stuff.
To case the joint.
To case the joint. And then you come back and rob it later with the same person working there who recognized you. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Bogus award?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. For last place, sure. I mean, America's supposed to be a fabulous, wonderful place, and everybody's supposed to win in a kind of a way. That's what they kind of expected. I mean, how could you tell a guy who's been a phenomenal success? I mean, Burger King, that's a pretty big operation. That's like only second maybe to McDonald's. And how can you tell a poor guy, man, sorry about that, Buster Brown. You are a real loser. That guy's not a real loser. He's a real winner, and you can't give him, like, no award, and you can't give him, like, a phony award.
Yeah, sure you can. That's a big...
Wait, I thought at Burger King you could have it your own way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
The crown.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
Be what you want to be.
That's inspirational.
Robert, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
He was calling from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh. He couldn't weigh in on the North Carolina thing.
So South Carolina, yeah. Participation trophies are good.
The bogus.
North Carolina, bad.
Wow. All right.
We are off the rails.
Yeah, Burger King, right. Okay, the bogus award. The bogus award. Three senators in North Carolina have introduced a bill into the local legislature that would ban participation trophies for children. Youth sports or other youth recreation activities operated under the EU. We already covered that. The Senate bill, catchily named An Act to Prohibit Awards in Youth Recreation Activities of Local Government Based Solely on Participation.
Wow. Sounds very important.
What's the acronym for that?
Yeah, so there's it doesn't really spell anything. They
could have came up with a better name. That name
has so many letters and words. An Act. This is the name of the bill. An Act to Prohibit Awards in Youth Recreation Activities of Local Governments Based Solely on Participation.
I just can't believe that someone spends their time on this.
They have nothing else better to do.
You know, like, there's nothing more important that you can think of to spend your time on.
Fill in the potholes, take out the garbage. Do that, please.
Let's go to unscreened caller number two. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's a minor ache.
It's who?
Minor ache.
Minor ache. Oh, you're like, hi, it's minor ache. I'm like, okay. Minor ache.
Sorry about that.
You're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
I wanted to correct you on the Darwin Award. It's a lot more specific.
All right, go ahead.
First off, you have to die.
What?
Childless of doing something stupid.
Really?
Oh. Doing something stupid.
Okay.
I guess that would make sense, though.
Right, the Darwin Award. That makes way more
sense.
Die
childless?
Than, yeah. Well, because Darwinism. Is like Darwinism.
Right, you have no one else to follow you.
Right, so can you, Minor A, can you give us an example of somebody who has won this award?
Oh, I don't know. No? I wasn't that prepared. I just wanted to...
You just wanted to call in to be right. You're a libertarian, aren't you?
That's all.
Well, usually the last thing someone says who wins the Darwin Award is, watch this. That's the last
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Well, I just so happen to have found darwinawards.com/Darwin. Award winners complete index 2022 to 1992.
All right. Wow, they have a whole website for this. That's great.
Pastor Sean meets his maker. Boating on Lake Seminole was a delight to Sean and his friend up until his boat began to founder. And he had no life vest. But no worry, other boaters on the lake called the Pinellas County Sheriff Rescue. Instead of
throwing him a life raft.
Throwing him a life raft or a line or something. They're like,
I guess that makes me wrong, because that was just doing something stupid. That wasn't like
he did die.
Childless or something. Oh, he did die.
We don't know if he was childless.
But was he the one that did something stupid? Or it was as a result of everyone else doing something
stupid?
Well,
no, he didn't have a life
raft. It doesn't say that he died. Hmm. It's implied that he died. Based on the sarcasm. All right, let's see. Here's another one. Dutch football pro.
Showed up.
Yeah, hang on. Dutch football pro Morad Larmbot was hungry for the thrill of tombstoning off a cliff into the ocean. I don't know what that means. Thinking, my athletic strength will carry me out into the beautiful blue. And then the sentence just trails up.
See, I'm thinking more like the guy that like fills his grill like with an entire thing of lighter fluid, and then before lighting the grill, blows his face off. And
let's try
fills the turkey fryer up with grease all the way to the top in the garage.
Here we go, DarwinAwards.com. History and rules. What are the Darwin Awards? In the spirit of Charles Darwin, the father of evolution, the Darwin Awards commemorate individuals who protect our gene pool by making the ultimate sacrifice of their own lives. Darwin Award winners eliminate themselves in an extraordinarily idiotic manner, thereby improving our species' chance of long-term survival.
Wow.
So,
thank you for your great sacrifice.
Yes,
it's got electrolytes.
All of you idiots out there.
Thank you to all of the Darwin Award winners. Minor Egg, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Have you won a Darwin Award? If so, how are you calling us?
Where are you calling from?
Grab the Ouija board.
Oh, man. Give those guys a participation trophy.
Yeah.
They participated in life.
They did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They didn't come in first.
Heck, they earned it. Anyway, the Senate bill, catchily named An Act to Prohibit Awards in Youth Recreation Activities of Local Governments Based Solely on Participation, would amend North Carolina's general statutes to include the ban. It's sponsored by Republicans Tim Moffitt, Bobby Hennig, and Eddie Settle. Now, before we go on, that line about based solely on participation reminds me of there's a 1980... I don't know, 485 movie called Better Off Dead.
Oh, yes.
John Cusack's, like, you know, that, like, really put him in the spotlight as an actor. There's a scene in there where the girl he's after is swooning over this ski instructor who's, like, giving, lessons and telling people what to do. And he's telling him, how it's going to, and then he goes, and this contest will be judged solely by me and my vast skiing expertise. Because he's such an egotistical driven dude. That's what this reminds me of. An act to prohibit awards and youth recreation activities of local governments based solely on participation. Anyway.
There's no acronym for that? That doesn't...
It's way too many letters.
It's slow,
Yeah, and they'd have to jumble them around to spell anything coherent out of it. So, much like everything from government, it's incoherent. Far too long. I've wasted too much time repeating it already. Hatred towards participation trophies is an ancient conservative meme. This is Vice, by the way, in case you're wondering the source. It's typical for kids in the U.S. to get a bit of plastic or scrap of ribbon at the end of an event or game. The idea that kids should get trophies or ribbons simply for participating and not winning has been a popular source of anxiety and concern for 100 years, literally. I don't know.
Has it, really? Though?
No, I don't think
so. I mean,
so.
Like, who really cares?
Like I said, I'm older than participation trophies. These weren't a thing when I was going to grade school and middle school and high school.
You lost gracefully.
Right? I mean, I'm 50 years old, so, they're at least 50 years exaggerating. Near as I can tell, according to that's anecdotal evidence. Perhaps, they started somewhere else. But I certainly not 100 years old. And also, I don't like that they've insinuated that I'm a conservative when I'm not. Mm. Nor am I a liberal, in case there's some liberals out there going, yeah, oh, yeah, no, you're wrong, too. I'm neither of you.
You're all wrong.
You're all wrong.
I am an individual. And that is all. I refuse to be lopped into your crazy, different, gangs, your labels. Screw you. Anyway.
Come on, tell us how you feel, Captain.
All right, I will. No, I'm just kidding. Well, now that you bring it up,
don't
Steve.
Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
An op-ed in an Ohio newspaper from 1922 decried the practice of handing out trophies to anyone who showed up to play in a high school basketball tournament. Since then, comedians have mocked the practice. Pundits have bemoaned how it's weakening the youth. And now a group of politicians in North Carolina are trying to ban the practice.
How is it weakening the youth?
How? Yeah.
I think they just point at different things, especially the conservatives. They're the worst at it. They're like, oh, they're talking about this one thing in kindergarten, and now all the kids are they're all going to be gay now. They always say stuff like that, and well, it's just...
This type of a thing starts with the parents. It always has. The kids, they get it. They're like, oh, we're having a contest. Oh, little Billy won.
Yeah, they know who won.
Big deal. Yeah.
You know?
They know. But it's always like, you know, some kid goes home, they're like, little Billy won today. I didn't win today. And they're like, well, we'll have none of that.
Yeah.
I'm talking to your teacher.
Yeah. Like, can I get the McManager on the phone of the McSchool, please?
Right, talk to your principal.
Yeah, start getting all Karen on it. And... this is where the problem started. It's the parents taking action on behalf of the children because they feel like their child wasn't treated properly. And instead of making that a teaching moment for their children, they decide that they're going to wield... They're going to wield the sword of Karen and try to be the Karen Highlander.
Now, those three politicians that are pushing this, I wonder who their opponents are, whose brother owns the participation trophy
shop?
No, or the contract. Who has the contract for the participation trophies? Because they're giving out lots of those.
Is there, like, a store that only sells participation trophies?
And one of those guys, a brother owns it.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. You guys, you're going to have to run the show for a minute. I got to go to the participation trophy store. I pick up my order that I put in last week for all you guys. For
the match is about to end.
Oh, thank you.
I got one for everybody, so don't feel like...
Good, because I'm a sore loser.
One of you won or something. Like, you all lost equally. You're all equal losers in my mind.
Thanks, Captain.
603-283-6160.
Hey, participate. Call in. Get a participation trophy for calling in.
This is Free Talk Live. Maybe we'll talk about the number two story. Maybe we won't. You'll have to tune in and find out. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.